This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Thank you for all of your questions concerning my formula called Cesium Eliminator, which eliminates cesium-137 radionuclides from the human digestive tract. I've been asked ever since I started sharing the news that the U.S. Patent Office did award me a patent on this invention. A lot of people have been asking me, why don't we sell the supplement? We've invented the supplement. We have the materials to manufacture the supplement. Why aren't we selling it? So I'm going to answer that here and give you a solution for something that you can do instead, which is essentially just as good, but it doesn't use zeolites that we sell because we're not selling them. Anyway, thank you for joining me. This is also part of my new science podcast series called Health Ranger Science, and you can listen to more science podcasts at healthrangerscience.com, where I cover a lot of science topics, including physics, chemistry, molecular biology, astrophysics, and much more. Anyway, it's a lot of fun there. So getting to a cesium eliminator, first of all, for those of you who may not be familiar with the background on this particular invention, it's actually very simple. It's a combination of certain nutrients or dietary supplement ingredients, the primary one being zeolites, that I put together in my lab at great effort. We tested over 1,000 substances to see which ones would bind to cesium isotopes in a human digestion simulation. Well, I should say, like, we made synthetic gastric acid and then made a human digestion simulator, and then we tested over 1,000 substances using ICP-MS mass spec testing. Now, my lab is called CWCLabs.com. It's ISO accredited, which is the gold standard of international analytical accreditation. We're audited every year by the accreditors, and we also have to engage in elemental analysis testing, and we have to pass those tests every year. And we are one of the best labs in the world at this. Every time we're engaged in tests, we're told that our results are spooky accurate. And I'm not surprised at that. In fact, one time we did a test for a sample of a rice product that I think came from Korea, South Korea, of course. And it was we were chosen for this test because we're one of the food contamination experts in the world, one of the top labs in the world at this. And they wanted us to test this. And they said, we want you to look for contaminants of lead and cadmium and arsenic. And so we ran the test. And in the test, we got crazy mercury results. I was looking at the screen and all the results are in parts per billion. And I remember looking at that and I think it came out like 3,000 parts per billion mercury, which you never normally see in rice. I know this, you know, because I've tested thousands of substances over the years now, and I pretty much have a good idea of what you're going to find and what types of things. In rice, you don't normally find mercury. You find arsenic and you find lead, but not mercury. And of course, you find a lot of zinc and things like that, nutritive minerals, magnesium, and so on. But you don't normally see mercury, and you almost never see mercury this high in anything, in any food. I mean, mercury at like 3 parts per billion? That's insane. So I called back the accreditation company that had us doing the test, and I said, look, just out of a case of human ethics here, we have to alert you. Yeah, we're going to report the lead numbers, we're going to report the arsenic numbers, and they're relatively low, but you got to know, there's 3,000 parts per billion mercury in your rice. Like, this is a red flag alert time. You need to quarantine that rice. Make sure nobody eats that stuff. And they got back to us. It turns out that the South Korean producer of the rice was testing people to see if they would flag the mercury without being told to. And we were one of the labs that flagged the mercury. And so we got like a big thumbs up for that. Just another fun confirmation of how we're helping to protect humanity from from toxic metals in food. Anyway, I know you didn't join me here to listen to that. So let's get back to the cesium eliminator and what you can do. So people ask me, why do I not sell cesium eliminator as a dietary supplement? And the answer is because the primary ingredient, zeolites, is made of aluminosilicates, which means it has a very high percentage of aluminum as its structural elemental composition. In other words, it's made of aluminum and other stuff. But the aluminum levels are very, very high in zeolites. Now, aluminum is linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. So you don't want to ingest, especially inorganic aluminum, any more than you have to. In fact, I've been telling people about ways to eliminate aluminum from your body, and I've got some other podcasts on that. There's a real easy way to do it using silica, for example. But I'll talk about that more later. So I didn't want to sell zeolites as a supplement because I don't want people to misunderstand and think that this is a vitamin. I don't want people taking a zeolite every day. I think that's a very bad practice. And I know some other zeolite sellers out there have been pushing their product as a daily intake, like a daily detox. And I got to tell you, as a scientist and a nutritionist, I would urge you and warn you to avoid doing that, because I think you're going to give yourself dementia and Alzheimer's and brain problems if you ingest zeolites every single day. And it's even worse. A lot of these zeolite companies, they grind up the zeolites into very, very small particle sizes. They claim it's, quote, micronized. And they claim the zeolite material goes through the digestive wall and into the bloodstream, where they claim it then latches onto toxic metals and eliminates them from your body. Well, if this is true, then you're pushing aluminum into your bloodstream at insane levels. Like truly insane levels. I just can't imagine anybody doing that long term and not having some kind of negative effects from it. You know, high aluminum is not something you want circulating in your blood. And if you grind up these aluminosilicates into a very fine powder, what happens is you're releasing more of the aluminum particles. In other words, if you actually wanted to eat zeolites and have them pass right through you, then you would want more granular sizes, like bigger chunks of zeolites. You wouldn't want the micronized, small, powdery stuff, because that's the stuff that's more likely to contain more, in essence, free aluminum that can go into your bloodstream and that can lodge in brain tissues and so on. So I don't feel like, barring an emergency, you know, unless there's a nuclear war or a radiological catastrophe of some kind, I don't actually want to sell a zeolite supplement for the reason that I think too many people would misunderstand its use, and they wouldn't understand that it's an emergency use only. Now you might think, well, that's not very polite on my part. You might say, you know, let the user take responsibility for what they're going to do. Sadly, in our litigious society, that's not the way it works. If some user buys the product and then, you know, overdoses on it and ends up with dementia, then they could sue you, even though you told them not to eat that stuff as a food, because it's not a food. It's an emergency intervention following a radiological event only. So you see, even though there are all these companies out there that sell zeolites and push zeolites and hype up zeolites, I will not sell zeolites. I will not be a company that's even that has a predominantly zeolite ingredient in a product. I've thought long and hard about this, and that's the answer. However, I do want to give you an alternate solution, and here it is. You can go out and buy somebody else's zeolite, because it turns out that all zeolites absorb cesium-137. I know this because I've tested many different zeolite brands. They all work, every one I've tested, but they all have very high lead and they all have extremely high aluminum. The aluminum is orders of magnitude higher than the lead, and they all suffer from this problem. I mean, lead levels are crazy high as well. We're talking like sometimes 40, 60, 80, 100 parts per million lead. That's really, really high. And that's because this stuff, you know, the stuff attracts lead. It actually does. It attracts cesium-137. It attracts lead. It attracts even mercury and so on. I use zeolites in my chicken house, because I raise free-range chickens. We get chicken eggs on my ranch. And so I'll take zeolite powder and I'll put it on the floor. And you buy this stuff by the 50-pound bag at the feed store, by the way. Zeolite material, it's called like sweet or PDZ, I think is what it's called. And it's used in horse stalls and it's used in chickens and so on. It's dirt cheap. It's like 50 cents a pound. So, you know, maybe people could just buy some of that stuff for an emergency use or something. I don't know. But if you go out and buy somebody else's zeolite, here's what you can do to protect yourself. You can combine that zeolite at a ratio of 10 to 1 with my other invention called Heavy Metals Defense. Now, Heavy Metals Defense, or HMD, is another patent that I was issued, and it eliminates from your digestive tract toxic heavy metals, including lead, including mercury, cadmium, and to some extent aluminum as well, although it's not as good at aluminum as it is for lead, but it's still effective. And when I say not as good, what I mean is lead reduction is 99.9% and aluminum reduction is 98.7%. So it's still pretty darn good. In fact, if you go to heavymetalsdefense.com, you can see the laboratory test results on this invention, which again is patented, and it is available now in the Health Ranger store. So you can go to healthrangerstore.com and you can purchase this product. Heavy Metals Defense is the name. It eliminates aluminum 98.7%. Lead reduction is 99.9%. Mercury is 92.9%. Uranium reduction is 76.5%. Cadmium reduction, 98.5%. And even copper reduction is 95.8%. Did I mention arsenic? It's 77.6%. So the lowest efficiency is with arsenic. But there's a special ingredient in the formula that's specifically designed to capture arsenic, by the way. So what you can do is combine one part of Heavy Metals Defense with every 10 parts of zeolites that you consume in a nuclear emergency. And the Heavy Metals Defense will, in essence, mop up most of the aluminum and lead and other toxic metals that are found in zeolites, while the zeolites do their job of absorbing cesium-137. In fact, my invention of what's called cesium eliminator really is primarily just a combination of zeolites and Heavy Metals Defense. That's basically what it is. Now, if I wanted to just sell that formula, you know, there's huge demand, tons of people would want to buy it. But like I said, I don't want to sell zeolite material because I don't like its composition. And so instead, I'm encouraging you to go out and buy somebody else's zeolite, but combine it with our formula, Heavy Metals Defense. Now, here's the other good news. There's zeolite material, if you go purchase it from somebody else, it has essentially an unlimited shelf life. Now, the FDA requires supplement manufacturers to put a shelf life limit on their bottles, like 2 years, you know. So you might buy a bottle of zeolite from somebody and it says it expires, you know, in 2019 or whatever. That's actually BS. They have to do it by law, but in truth, zeolites are basically just a special kind of, you know, rocks in essence. They're mined out of the ground and they last forever. So there's no shelf life limit on them whatsoever. Meaning that if you want, you can stockpile zeolites for a nuclear accident or nuclear terrorism or what have you. And I actually recommend that you do that. I do that. Then again, you know, I'm a pretty hardcore prepper. I've actually stockpiled 10,000 kilos of zeolite material and other materials to manufacture this formula because I plan to donate it to victims of radiological, you know, disasters. So that's just one thing. That's one thing that I'm doing. But it's also, if I need some of that material, I can also get it myself as well. At the same time, the Heavy Metals Defense formula that I mentioned also has a very, very long shelf life. Because that's my product and I'm selling it at healthrangerstore.com, the FDA really won't allow me to claim any longer shelf life than 2 years. But it's made of materials, I should tell you, it's made of materials that actually have a much longer shelf life, but I can't officially put that on the bottle or make that claim. So you can stockpile Heavy Metals Defense as well, and it also protects you against other contaminants. For example, if the children in Flint, Michigan, who were drinking that lead contaminated water, if they had had access to heavy metals defense, they could have blocked the lead and saved their brains and prevented the lead damage that actually took place and harmed, I don't know, 100,000 children in Michigan, which is, you know, very, very sad and very frustrating for me, because I've got the technology to save lives and protect people from these kinds of things, you know? So it's just like you, you know, it's frustrating to live in a world run by an incompetent government and incompetent scientists and a corrupt FDA and, you know, a corrupt, incompetent nuclear power industry that just sweeps everything under the rug, you know? And I would love to contribute to more safety, more food safety, to a cleaner food supply and children who are healthier and more cognitively capable, you know, better learning ability and so on. And yet we're up against these industries like the vaccine industry that always wants to inject pregnant women with mercury via flu shots. It's just insane. Who would inject pregnant women with mercury? It's going to go into the baby. You know, look, these people are insane. That's why sometimes I call humanity a suicide cult. And that's actually my opinion of much of humanity right now, just a suicide cult. And there's no better example than all of these nuclear power facilities that have been built on fault lines, and they built them on the coast of Japan, right in the path of tsunamis. And all over America, you've got, you know, 200 plus nuclear power facilities, and every one of them is vulnerable to an EMP attack or a solar flare. And NASA says that the odds of a solar flare striking the Earth and wiping out the power grid is about 12% every decade. So roughly there's about a 1% chance every year that a solar flare is going to wipe out all the electronics of the nuclear power facilities, leading to about 200 plus nuclear meltdowns across the country. And apparently nobody gives a crap about this in any official position. You know, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, they're not talking about it. You know, the president's too busy fighting off scandals and whatever. He doesn't have time to talk about this yet. You know, the lawmakers in Congress, they don't give a crap about this. Like, why not make the power grid immune to EMP attacks and solar flares? It would only cost about $5 billion, less than the cost to build the wall. By the way, you could insulate the entire power grid for less than the cost of the border wall, and yet nobody will do it, which means that when this solar flare actually comes along, not only are you going to lose the power grid, you're going to lose basically the banking system, the food stamp system, the logistics supply system, the fuel refineries, diesel truck delivery, police and fire protection. Basically, you're talking total mayhem and Mad Max scenarios, and nobody seems to care about that because they're too busy, I don't know, arguing over just silly, meaningless nonsense, like how much is your deductible for your BS healthcare plan that doesn't even cover, you know, the things you needed to cover. Anyway, I could go into that in more detail, but my point is, if that ever happens, and, you know, the EMP or the solar flare, and NASA says it's a 12% chance every decade of a solar flare taking out the power grid, you're going to wish you had zeolites and heavy metals defense. You are going to wish it so badly that if you have that material, you can barter it for gold, basically. Because you can't eat gold to protect you from radiation. It doesn't work. But you can eat, you know, zeolites to absorb cesium-137 in your digestive tract. That actually works. I've got a patent on that technology. I know it works. I've proven it in the lab. I've got the science to back it up. I know that works. And by the way, you know, on a similar topic, the Fukushima nuclear disaster could be cleaned up with the use of this technology. And I've already offered to donate the manufacturing rights of this patent to governments around the world. So maybe one of them will take me up on that offer here at some point when they hear about it. But, you know, the government of Japan, instead of cleaning up the mess they've made, they just sweep it under the rug and they try to pretend, oh, nothing bad happened. There's nothing to see here. Move along. And they try to send in robots to pick up the fuel rods, which have been melting through the floor since 2011 when this whole thing happened. And the robots keep getting fried because of the radiation. The radiation is so high, the robots can't even live. They can't survive. Much less humans, you know? You can't send humans in there. They would die in minutes. So the mess isn't even cleaned up. You got nuclear fuel rods, spent fuel rods in pool number 2, which was built above ground in a kind of rickety concrete pool that's just ready to collapse at the next earthquake, right? And everybody's out there pushing iodine, but iodine's only good against one radioisotope, which is iodine-131, which only has about a 7-day half-life anyway. Iodine's not going to protect you against cesium-137. You know, this is what drives me nuts. I try to teach people about science, and I try to be honest and ethical in the products that I promote and the education that I give people. And then you got other people out there who are pushing iodine as if it's some kind of magical bulletproof thing that makes you immune to all radiation. And that's, sorry, pardon my language, but that's bullshit. Iodine doesn't protect you against cesium radiation. Iodine doesn't protect you against, you know, plutonium and different radioactive isotopes of uranium and so on. Iodine only protects you against one isotope, and that's iodine-131, and that's almost no risk after about 3 months. It's gone because the half-life is so short. It decays into a stable isotope of iodine, and it's not a problem. Yeah, you need some iodine for the first 3 months. But the cesium-137 contaminates your farm soil for 300 years. That's the issue. It's the cow's milk that's coming off the land that's contaminated with cesium-137. And it's the children drinking the cow's milk who are being killed, you know, outside places like Chernobyl and frankly, Fukushima for that matter. It's the cesium-137, roughly 30-year half-life, decays into stable isotope cesium-133. There's also radioactive cesium-134 involved in this as well. I don't recall the half-life of that. But the biological half-life of cesium-137, I believe, is about 110 days. So if you, that means it takes your body 110 days to eliminate half of the cesium-137 that you've ingested. So that stuff is giving you cancer from the inside unless you protect yourself. And the answer to protecting yourself is found in this patent, Cesium Eliminator, which is based on zeolites, combined with Heavy Metals Defense to mop up the toxic lead and the toxic aluminum that's in zeolites. So I hope all this makes sense, and I hope you understand the ethical position that I'm coming from, why I'm not selling a zeolite supplement, and why I'm critical of those who are. Because I think, frankly, I think they're selling a product that is, especially when it's pushed as a detox product, but it's actually full of aluminum. That doesn't make sense to me. And it's full of lead. How can they claim to be a detox product? I remember one company claiming that they did some tests and showed that when people eat the zeolite, they urinate out more lead and more aluminum. And therefore, that's proof, they say, that the zeolite is detoxing the body. I'm like, wait a minute. Zeolites are made of lead and aluminum. Of course you're going to urinate that stuff out if you're eating it. It's like if you eat mercury, you're going to urinate some mercury out. That's not detox. That's just poisoning yourself and then getting rid of some of it. That's not science. That's BS marketing. I don't want to curse anymore in this podcast, but it does get me frustrated when I see so much deception out there, and I just refuse to be any part of that. I want people to be safe. If you're going to take a dietary supplement in an emergency, like a nuclear event, I want you to be safe. And so that's what Heavy Metals Defense does, and I'm happy to promote that. It's based on seaweeds, certain kinds of seaweed, a little bit of chlorella, a little bit of spirulina, and it's amazing. It uses an ion exchange technology from the natural world. Nothing is synthetic. Everything's from nature, and it works beautifully. So, you know, that's my explanation, and I appreciate your understanding in all of this. Again, if I were only interested in just selling a supplement to a lot of people, then I'd be out there selling zeolites because a lot of people buy them. But I just refuse to do it. I don't think it's ethical. Except in an emergency, if there's a nuclear event, yeah, I'm gonna put it up for sale and I'm gonna donate it at the same time. Donate it to as many people as I can, and if other people want to buy it, they can buy it as well. That's my stance on that. Because I want to help save lives. But barring any kind of big nuclear catastrophe, I'm not going to sell it as a dietary supplement, you know, zeolites. I just don't think it's right. So anyway, I appreciate your interest in all of this and your patience in what we're doing. and your understanding in why I'm doing what I'm doing, rest assured that I'm using this lab now to continue to research more breakthroughs for humanity, more solutions for eliminating toxins or avoiding toxins, getting a clean food lifestyle, better products for our store. You know, we've already got so many amazing products. They're all lab verified. We're the only retailer in the world that does this extensive lab testing that I know of for all of our products. And we're bringing in more products that offer solutions. So that's my goal. I appreciate your support. If you want to purchase those products, just go to healthrangerstore.com. And finally, I hope that we never have a radiological disaster or emergency, but I'm also wise enough and old enough to know that that's just wishful thinking. Given the craziness of the world today, you got North Korea saying they're going to nuke America. You've got, you know, nuclear power plants run by incompetent, corrupt agencies or the oversight of the agencies. You've got nuclear terrorism. You've got dirty bomb potential from medical radiation imaging byproducts and so on. There's so much risk out there for a radiological event that could harm people that I'm predicting that we will see a nuclear terrorism or nuclear attack of some kind in the next couple of years. And it's not a prediction that I'm happy to make, but it's a very realistic prediction. So that's why I've done much of this in advance. I'm ready to help save lives when the time comes. Let's just hope that enough of us are still around to take part in some life-saving measures. Let's hope it's not a full-on, you know, solar flare, grid down, nuclear meltdown apocalypse, because if that happens, frankly, most of us won't survive at all just from the radiation. Northern Hemisphere could just be a dead zone for about, you know, 500 years. Let's hope that doesn't happen. All right, well, assuming we're all still online and alive and everything, you can find more of my podcast at healthrangerscience.com. And just remember, ultimately, I am actually an optimist. I think we can get through these things. I think we can find solutions. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to develop and share solutions and donate them to humanity and openly donate product solutions when emergency events demand it. And so I'll do everything I can to help as many people as I can. And it's your support that makes that happen. Running our lab is not cheap. It takes a lot of money, and we couldn't do it without your support. So I appreciate everything that you're doing, and rest assured, I'm working hard too. Maybe, just maybe, we'll all get through this together. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry,
ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.